Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Matt Watson. Hi, Matt.
It's the Matt and Matt show. We're back.
Yeah, and we, well, I'd say this is pretty much a special edition of Startup Hustle. If you've noticed by the title, Matt takes the exit. But which one, how, when, why? We're going to get into all of that. But before we do, I want to remind everybody, today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale. If you need help building a development team quickly and affordably, Fullscale is the place for you to go. Real simple, go to fullscale.io, click that button that says hire developers. It takes about 2 minutes to answer a couple questions. Our platform will help match you up with developers, testers, and leaders ready to join your team. Matt, you've used Fullscale and we own Fullscale together, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been a customer for 5 years.
Yeah. I guess I have in some ways too. And for those of you that aren't aware, Matt and I own Fullscale together, Inc. 5000 company, twice in both years eligible, hundreds of employees in the Philippines, helping companies here in the United States scale dev teams. Matt, one of us has a special announcement today. Is that correct?
We do. Oh, I think we both do.
You say Matt takes the exit. Now, you've done that a couple times, Matt. Isn't taking the exit one of the things that entrepreneurs and startup founders really look forward to and hope for?
Are you talking about divorce?
No, not that exit. Not that exit. We've both taken that exit a couple times too. So, yeah. Yeah.
And No, I've sold a couple companies before, right? So, and it's a fascinating process. The last time I went through it, it took over 6 months, and it was the most draining thing I've ever went through. It's a process.
I don't think I've talked to any founder that had an acquisition, an exit, or anything that looked at the actual the mechanical process of the exit or the acquisition and said, oh man, that was wonderful. But you know, in your experience, why was some of that excruciating?
You know, part of it was we were selling the last time to a strategic that was sort of a private equity backed, and it felt like everything was CYA, cover your ass on all of it. Like at the last minute, they're like, we're going to do this big market research and we want this, you know, third party market research experts to tell us it's okay to do this deal, you know, and that's going to take 6 weeks. And they spent like $300,000 or some crazy amount of money to do that. Like, you know, these bigger companies, everybody's scared of making a bad decision and bad acquisition and just a lot of CYA and checking the check boxes and diligence and all this stuff. Like it just goes on and on. It could be really crazy.
You know, I think Tom Petty might've said it best when the waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah, It's hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait.
Yeah. And I think that for the conversations I've had with people that have had successful exits and acquisitions will kind of compare it to saying, hey, Matt, you know, you have a winning lottery ticket that you might be able to cash in about 3 to 6 months. Now, that said, there's a million things that can light that ticket on fire, put it through the shredder, have it fall out of your pocket, and a whole lot of other stuff. So that's part of where that waiting becomes excruciatingly hard for some people. But, you know, I think that in the end, they usually figure it out. But, you know, what are some of the reasons that deals fall apart?
Well, so on our first deal, we at Vin Solutions, we almost sold a company to somebody else that was also a like strategic partner. We had an integration mm-hmm. with them. Their integration was super critical to our business. Well, when they found out we weren't going to take their offer, they tried to pull our integration. And if we would have lost that integration, I mean, it could have killed us for like 30, 40% of our customers and our revenue. Like, they were just playing dirty. But
six years later and all the Vin Solutions stories I've heard, I've never heard you mention that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they ended up just doubling our price basically. And it was like a highway robbery. Like for every one of our accounts, we were paying like hundreds of dollars a month just to access their API to download some data. Like it was absolute robbery. In my last deal at Stackify, I think in the middle of it, they were like, well, the numbers don't look as good as we thought they were going to look and blah, blah, blah. So now we're changing the terms. We're changing the terms. So yeah, definitely went through that circus too. So I think especially these private equity deals and some of them that are professional negotiators, they're always trying to get you in a headlock in the end of it somewhere to try and nickel and dime you on something.
I think that's the feeling that makes so many founders and entrepreneurs feel a little greasy throughout the process, though. It's like, I mean, think about that. For those of you listening, like if I said, hey, I'm going to give you $100 for something, and by the time we get to the cash register, it's $73.50 for reasons that I'm continuing to find on the way there, it just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah. And then no doubt it happens 100%. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, here we are. And for those of you, yeah, we wanted to give you a little bit of suspense and build up a little bit of hype here. But Matt, I think we should probably progress towards the answer to which Matt took the exit and how did that work. But you know what I was thinking, you know, for those of you that haven't listened to the early shows, we used to determine so many things with a simple game of rock, paper, scissors. And you didn't know I was going to go there, did you?
And I'm going to lose this.
If any of you can figure out the math on this, please do. What did you lose, like 15 in a row?
Yeah.
Could you ever do that again?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, let's do it. Are you ready?
Okay. What are we playing for
rock,
here?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You won, Matt.
All right. What
does
do I win?
You get to make the announcement? I think it does. Or do you defer? Do you want to receive the ball in the second half?
I'll defer to the second half.
All right. Well, then I will just go ahead and make the announcement. I am very, very pleased to announce and excited to announce that you have acquired my half of Full Scale. Congratulations, Matt.
Thank you.
What does that mean? It means it's time for me. Yeah, you know what? Let's probably be more serious and say something here. You know, we came into this process looking at investors, which is similar to what happened when you sold Vin Solutions. You went out and looked for investors. We want to talk a little bit about that today. But essentially, in the end, what we realized was that was going to be really expensive. And, you know, on a personal note, I'm getting older. And I've been running Redline for 15 years. And Matt Watson, that is, said, you know what? Maybe I would be a good buyer of the company. I took a couple days to consider that, which, by the way, is a drastic change, a potentially drastic change for what my life has been like for 15 to 20 years. And I thought, I think this could be the right decision for me and my family. And who better to take over than the guy I started the business with?
I'm super excited. So the company is 5.5 years old or so, almost 6 years old. Yeah. And, I've never been very involved in the day-to-day operations, but always helped from the outside. But super, super excited to get in and continue the journey and take it to the next level. So, it's incredible what we've built up to this point, and I'm excited to keep going. I don't want to retire.
Well, I get it. And along the way, we've been real quiet about this, but the process for doing something like this, in my opinion, is done best when you find some of your peers and people that have navigated territory like this and everything. And the most common question I ran into when I talked to anybody that was a friend or a peer is they said, well, why do you want to sell? And the thing I realized, Matt, is I am a human on off switch. If I was going to not sell, that connective tissue of still owning half of a business would have attached me enough that I might as well just still work at the business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That ability to disconnect. And then, really on a more personal level, and for those of you that probably aren't aware, over the last 3 years, I've lost both of my parents and got to deal with a pretty serious medical emergency that my wife experienced while we were traveling. And it put a lot of stuff in perspective. I watched my mother passed away from dementia, and my father went not too long after that. And just due to timing and pandemics and life, I never saw them do the things that I really hoped they would, meaning like just travel or just do any of that. And, it's interesting because my sister feels the same way about her future. Is I want to take some time when my kids are still young. I have children that are 7 and 9, and I want to go do all the stuff that I wanted to do with them realistically before they're both teenagers and are more concerned and focused on hating me than anything else, So some of that, and I will say that the process, and Matt, and by the way, Matt, thank you for all of this. I'm excited to see what you do with the company and the familiarity that you already have with it. You mentioned kind of like maybe not being involved in the day to day, but certainly close enough to know what's up.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So the story of how this began was, as I mentioned, in the first 2 years of eligibility, FullScale has been an Inc. 5000 company. What does that mean? It means that we became one of the 5000 fastest growing privately owned companies in the US. Now, when you get on lists like that, you are a sales lead for a huge amount of people.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you're not in the shadows anymore. You are
no.
At least adjacent to a spotlight. And that first year we're in the top 1000 of it. And so with that, here come private equity investors, all different kinds of investors, vendors, people, whatever. And, we had talked about taking the company to the next level, and we talked to various private equity people. We received offers, which were great. And I don't want to put down any of the people that we talked to, but in the end, for those of you that aren't aware, there's a thing called the private equity waterfall, which puts you as founders in, is it fair to say, not an advantageous repayment position?
Well, they're going to guarantee to get their money back first, right? So that means
you split the money with them whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So they puts them in first position and definitely going to give up some control to them and everything else.
Basic math is if they want to put $100 into your $200 company and they own half of it, later if they sell it for $300, they get their $100 back, and then you get to split the remaining balance with them. And you usually will pay interest and some other stuff. Now, these things are all negotiable, but we're saying this is a cautionary tale because some of the things that sound great, sometimes you got to do the math on them and they work out. And with that, we considered, a million different things came up. I'm curious at what point that, because we had never really talked about you buying the company from me. At what point did that kind of just seem like the right thing?
Well, I think it came down to how would I do that, right? How would I finance it mm-hmm. to do it myself? And, you know, I called a friend of mine who specialized in partner buyouts and debt financing and everything like that. And he's like, Matt, this is easy to do. You just walk down to any bank, you could do an SBA loan and boom, you got it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I can do that? Yeah. And I looked more and more into the different options. I'm like, you know what? I see a path to get this done. We can do this. And so decided to go all in. So Matt goes all in and Matt takes the exit both.
but I have to do a separate episode titled that.
But Matt goes all in.
But with that, and then another thing too is, you know, as we mentioned, this process is usually excruciating. It wasn't here because, you know, Matt and I owned the business 50-50. We didn't take investors along the way. And I got to say that the ease of use of a owner to owner transaction at least felt the first time I've been down this road, man, but it felt like it had to be remarkably, well, it's a hell of a lot faster.
It took 94 days.
Was that it?
94 days.
Was that from acceptance or from offer? Because it took me a day or two.
That was from, yeah, I think it was.
In that ballpark?
Give or take. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about 90 days. But it was a pretty fast process. But your point about the biggest difference is the due diligence kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like I didn't spend as much time worrying about like financial diligence or something like that. Cause like I've always had access to the books. I'm very familiar with the book. I have access to the bank accounts. Like
Have had access to the people too. Like familiarity.
A company you didn't know.
Yeah. All right. So having some familiarity with the company definitely helped move things quickly. Now, for those of you that are aware, you know, Matt talked about the SBA has got some tremendous programs. And then some of it too is, well, I mean, I'm kind of the bank in some regards. So you can often work out deals with the people that you're working with and around and, you know, accept some kind of payment plan there. We did learn that the SBA doesn't want that to occur faster than you pay them. But yeah, but overall, you know, when you have two parties that want the same thing, man, things can get done quickly. There wasn't, and some of that too, I felt like we did a good job of just kind of agreeing on a few things before we even went into the process, you know, like, hey, like not looking for this to be snarky or wanting to like, I don't know, like we had agreed on what we were looking for and what made sense for both of us. And we move forward with that. Now, you know, in that particular case, now while that felt like a lot of work, we also have a whole process that we have to go through of handing a lot of stuff over. And I think so the other day I spent 5 hours changing emails.
Credit cards, passwords.
I haven't even done the credit cards yet. I haven't even gotten there yet. These are things and why it's because like, okay, so my full scale and my gigabook emails have been the only emails that I have used for 8 years. So like I'm sitting there going, oh my God, I need to unwind a lot of this. And you know, like some of that's not a rush, but I mean, there is a process of handing stuff over. And you know, going back to the why do you sell thing, you know, I want to kind of pivot into that and a little bit is if you're planning on not being involved or not being tremendously involved in your business in the future, I personally, Matt, I felt that it wasn't fair to have that hanging around, you know, meaning like a business like Full Scale is, you know, if you're going to own it, I don't know. To me, it was always like, just buy it all or let's just get back to work. But with that, I think you have some, that part will make things so much easier for you when it comes to the creative things that you can, could, or might do with Full Scale. I mean, what's your plans going forward? You've got 320 employees worldwide now, a ton of revenue, and you know, like there are so many things that Full Scale's acted as an investor in the past. It is done. I mean, we've obviously provided services for a bunch of people. We've created training programs, scholarships. One of the things I think I'm most proud of is some of the community outreach stuff that we do, meaning making it easy and available for our employees to donate their time and their effort. Sometimes that's just about having a couple people that coordinate the events. But I mean, what do you have in mind, Matt? Like, what's the future hold for you in Full Scale?
Well, at the very beginning here, it's going to be just trying to maintain the status quo, right? And trying to figure out what do we need to change in the short term that definitely need to be dealt with, or things dramatically want to change immediately. But, you know, a lot of it is just trying to maintain status quo and keep doing the good things that we've been doing. The biggest point of focus for me, one of them is just going to be on the engineering team and trying to help provide more career opportunity and mentoring and training and all these things for them. Cause that's more my background. I come from more engineering background, right? We always say you don't write code, you write checks. Well, I write code and I want to help all checks. And I write checks, I guess. Nice. And I want to help the team further improve a lot of those things is really top of mind for me. And, just trying to maintain a lot of the great things that we've been doing as well, and not be very, too disruptive to start, how to make a smooth transition of things.
Now, this podcast that many of you have been listening to for years, and you know what? Thank you. Thank you, everyone, is also a product of Full Scale, meaning it's owned by Full Scale. And I think that this is the right time for me to let everyone know that I'm going to be stepping away from this for a little while. Why? Because if you're going to take a break, you got to take a break, and I didn't go through this transaction to necessarily show up the following Monday and do the same thing that I was doing before. But yeah, so, and which, by the way, that felt really weird to say. I think I've been
after 6 years of a podcast.
I've been on this show approximately 800 times. And, so with that, Startup Hustle certainly continuing, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
Yeah. And so, I'm looking forward to maybe the next title with me is Life After. Or one of those, I do a series from the beach,
from the farm and from the beach,
from the farm or the beach. I think that's been the main thing. And, back to all of that, we wanted to let everyone know Startup Hustle's still here. I know that for myself, I really just want to thank everyone that has been a guest and thank you, Matt. You and I have done this show. I don't even know how many times, like
hundreds of times.
Yeah, hundreds of times. I've had so much fun, and I want to come back at some point and do some shows. I don't know if it'll be the regular. If invited back, I would likely accept that. I'm humbled by all of that, and that is only a small part of the gratitude that I experience right now. The real thanks that I have to give is to you, Matt, is to the people that worked with me at Full Scale for all these years, building beautiful things. The effort and energy and effect that we had as a company certainly extends a much greater reach than the keyboard. I am so proud of the lives that we've changed for our employees, for their families, our clients, most of which tell us, man, I don't know if we could have got here without your team. Just such gratitude. And then really, to my family. I got to admit, as I've gotten closer to 50 years old, I've just started, I can't do the 100-hour week the same way that I used to. And that's what it took in the beginning. Overwhelmingly felt that this was the right time where everyone could win. So there you go, man. This Matt took the exit. The other one took the future. So.
Well, big congratulations, man. And, today when we're recording this, I'm actually getting ready to get on a plane today to go to the Philippines to tell the team there, right? And so are you.
I'm not far behind you.
How are you feeling about that? They don't all know.
I'm honestly surprised that I didn't cry today. I'm not really fighting it back. I think that You know, we haven't this, it, for those of you listening, we just had our company Christmas party. We haven't, at the time of recording, it hasn't occurred yet, but this is coming out the next day. And we wanted to make sure that our employees found out first. And I think I told my wife, she's like, are you going to cry? And I'm not a big crier, by the way. I said, I will either be a blubbering mess or a stoic hero. I doubt it will be anywhere in between. I have tried, I would really prefer not to be like a blubbery mess. I don't think, I don't know, man, maybe I don't know. It's tough to say. So I don't know. I just know why go, you know? Well, for me, there's a lot of people I got to give a lot of hugs and shake a lot of hands. Matt, we don't get to have this conversation if it isn't for the amazing people that work for
100%.
Without them, 100%. we are just guys looking for something to do. And I'm really excited about for them, as you mentioned, like there's just so much more. Like, I don't know. There's a lot. There's a very bright future for Full Scale. I'm excited to see where and how that grows. And I'm excited for you, Matt, because I think this is just the perfect company for your interests and everything else going forward. I know you've always been involved, but here, dude, you drive, you take these keys, man. I need to get out and pee or something or do something. I don't know. I got to get out of the car for a little bit, but yeah, it feels weird to say, man. My wife always told me, she goes, I don't think you'll ever retire. I was like, try me. But you know, I don't like the word retirement. I guess I'm technically retired for the moment, but we'll see. We'll see. I at this point, people are like, what are you doing next? Nothing. That's the
last time I retired, it lasted 6 months.
I'll make it more than 6 months. You
got bored.
You weren't even 30 then.
Well, I mean, I guess the second time I retired.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Matt, you know, what an exciting episode. I'm so excited to share this journey with everyone. You know, like maybe we'll come back and do a little series about that, like a how we built this kind of thing. I don't think we even have enough time for that today. You look down the timeline and you know, I don't know. I think everything I've ever done as an entrepreneur, I kind of look back at it and I'm like, oh my God, how do we make it this far? Because the things that you learn along the way shape you as a person. I know that I feel like a better person, and I don't even mean entrepreneur, just better person for having been involved with what we did at Full Scale and all those people. If your business, the biggest thing that I thought about along this way was, wow, we have done this well and we did no harm. You know, there's a lot of companies that do kind of mess things up for others along the way. We did this in a way that was pure and exciting and really like, and helped people out in general. And I think that's one of the things that I'll look back at and have the most, the fondest memories about. So, well, Matt, we should probably do a quick founders freestyle on my way out, but not without letting everyone know that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by fullscale.io. If you need to build a software team quickly and affordably, go to fullscale.io. It takes about 2 minutes to fill out that paperwork. Matt, I'll let you take the first freestyle. Is there anything you want to say as we end today's show?
I'm just super excited for the future and built an incredible business, you know, over the last 5.5 years. And I can't wait to continue the journey and go from 300 employees to 3,000 employees, right? So that's going to be my goal.
I think there's only one thing I want to say with my freestyle on the way out. Thank you.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.